This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's On Your Mind. 7 past the hour, we're joined by Senator Yana Murdaugh on the program today. Yana, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's, you know, I was out in the barn when your producer called me this morning, so I'm still cold. Winter has arrived, Scott.
Yes, it's a little edge to the weather today. We wanted to call you about this story about a judge ordering a rethinking of the ruling that bars North Dakota abortion ban from taking effect. So the high court says the ruling by the Burleigh County District Judge Bruce Rumenick to temporarily block the state abortion ban was a clear error of law. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. You know, I've been following this, Scott, ever since it started back in July, and want to give kudos to our attorney general, doing a great job here, but it is scary, right, when a judge decides to ignore the key factor for passing an injunction on a law, basically, you know, the probability of succeeding on the merits on behalf of the plaintiff. And obviously, you and I aren't attorneys, but we're smart enough to know that there is no right to an abortion in the North Dakota Constitution. And so he clearly is kicking the can down the road, has been doing it for several months, to the irritation certainly of lawmakers. And the question remains, Scott, should we have a system where the people elected, the lawmakers are elected by the people, they know us, they elect us to write their laws, we write a law, and then one judge can just say, nah, we're going to wait to see if it's constitutional. You know, there's times I think, no, shouldn't it be the opposite? Shouldn't we have the law go into effect until it's proven unconstitutional? So one man or one woman can't sit on the bench and decide, basically write law from the bench. But the Supreme Court gratefully saw that error of law and immediately turned it back down to him. So now we'll see what he does by Monday, and I assume it's going to end up back in the Supreme Court.
We have come to expect these kind of rulings from courts federally and you know, outside of North Dakota, but this was a, I guess, irritant is the word I would use. Unfortunate, another word to describe a decision by, you know, a district judge in North Dakota, right?
Well, yeah, and if you look at it, you know, North Dakota overwhelmingly, over and over and over again, elect pro-family, pro-value, you know, life value legislators to write law. And this law was written back long before I served in the Senate, and it was a hugely bipartisan a bill, this trigger bill, actually sponsored by a Democrat at that time, a pro-life Democrat. So there was no objections really to this bill as it went through. I used to work for volunteer for Concerned Women for America. I was down there doing the lobbying, and Hospital Association or NDMA, none of them objected because it was very clear and very concise law. So yeah, I've been working on it since Roe was overturned. Now we're going to clean some language up, and we'll see what happens next session. But you're right. The judiciary has been given way too much power. And I wonder if we shouldn't look at turning that back to the people that they represent, that they elect to represent them. So we're looking into that too, possibilities of changing how you can put an injunction on a law. And especially this judge, of course, who clearly ignored the number one condition, which does this case have merit to stand and to succeed. And he just ignored it twice.
Yeah, walk me through the steps here, because you got, you know, Roe versus Wade, obviously overturned, and then, you know, it would seem to me that that should not be difficult or challenging or, you know, much of a debate at all about the state law following. Why has this become so cumbersome?
Well, again, I think it's that judge that clearly made an error, and I think a conscientious error, to be honest with you. I think the abortion industry is never going to give up. We know that. The battles will continue. But I think it's very clear by the overturning of Roe, which was a terrible law to start with, taking states' rights away, it is back to states' rights. And in the state of North Dakota, we passed, this is 13 years ago, passed a bill that clearly said, when, and you and I knew it was when, not if, Roe is overturned, then this automatically triggers into law, which bans abortion. We can do better for our women and children than to bend to the lowest common denominator of destroying our own offspring. And the legislator back then went through rigorous vetting of this bill and amendments and passed it, like I said, in hugely bipartisan condition, and the governor signed it. So it is a law in North Dakota. And so these games of 12 attorneys from New York, from the Center of Reproductive Rights, now fighting and playing games with the will of the people in North Dakota is very disturbing to me as a lawmaker. And that one judge can just kind of throw that in the bottom drawer of his desk and say, I'm not gonna follow the conditions that he has to follow is frustrating. So I think we need to look at that. You know, to me, it seems like, shouldn't the laws that we pass, Scott, go into effect? And then if there's a complaint, and of course in America we have every citizen can sue a law, then let it be in effect, unless it fully fills the condition that it's very, very egregious law. So, yeah, again, it's very simple. Roe was overturned. North Dakota has the laws on the books. They should have been effective 30 days after like our attorney general did, and they're just playing games with our laws, and the abortion industry are losing money all over the United States, right? So they're mad, and they're like, never going to give up. So I'm sure this will end up in the North Dakota Supreme Court eventually, and hopefully they see that this is the law of North Dakota, and we'll finally enact these laws to protect women and families and children.
North Dakota Supreme Court ordering a Bismarck judge to rethink a recent ruling that bars the state's abortion ban from taking effect, while the legal challenge is waged between state officials and the Red River Women's Clinic. I get a kick out of this term, rethink.
Yeah. that was a kind way.
Legal term, or what is that?
No, I think that's kind of a kind way to slap down and say, hey, dude, you got to redo this because there was real clear error of law here, and you need to step up to the plate and do your job. That's basically what that means. So, and it's interesting, isn't it? You know, the abortion facility moved to Moorhead. We know that, but they kept their quote unquote executive offices in Fargo. And I don't know if your listeners know this, but they also do gender, chemical castrations at that clinic. So to young people and to people all across our state. So those two businesses have joined forces now, and that's a subject for another day, but again, a sad state of affairs for that quote-unquote clinic.
Yeah, it is. So what do you make of the Burleigh County District Judge blocking the ban before it was due to take effect, saying that the Attorney General, in this case, Drew Wrigley, certification of the U.S. Supreme Court decision was premature? What's going on there?
It's playing with words. God, it's just playing with words. I mean, the law clearly says that the 30 days after the Roe is fallen, right, you can do it. So you can argue it could be 30 days after it actually was announced, or 30 days actually after the paperwork from the Supreme Court was completed down to the states or whatever. So it's a play on words. It's a play on games. It's a battle for life. That is as simple as can be. And people can read into whatever they want to read into this judge where he stands on the issue, but I have a tough time saying he's impartial on this particular issue, but that's up to people to judge, and luckily our Supreme Court saw the error that was made, so we need to move forward. I know pro-lifers out there are frustrated, that people are frustrated, and I think they're playing a game of dragging it out, right? Dragging it out, so nobody in North Dakota will see how perfectly normal and fine it will be when we ban abortion and we take care of women and children. And we'll do more legislatively to promote adoption and to expand alternatives to abortion programs too, Scott. That's important. Those women are still going to be in need. Those families are going to be in need. Those unborn, preborn children are going to need us. So we need to step up to the plate, whether it's the state or churches or individuals, but they're playing a game to drag it out, and they're going to try to put a measure on the ballot to constitutionalize abortion in North Dakota in 24, I'm sure. So the abortion industry is just deadly afraid that life goes on as normal in North Dakota after this law goes into effect, and they don't want the people in North Dakota to see that.
Well, a law is a law.
Right?
Right? That's
absolutely.
It's something they're going to need to realize. Short break, back with more with Yana Myrdal after a timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 60-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, chicken parmesan in Harwood today.
Ooh.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Salisbury steak or pulled pork, mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury steak at MP Avenue, tater tot hot dish in Glendon today, mac and cheese hot dish in Euland, and Meatloaf on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. In fact, they have a deal today where you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents. Such a deal. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Texter wants us to ask Yana what her thoughts are on Karamund.
Oh, boy. Well, I think it's very clear that she's on the far left of the spectrum politically. I think it's sort of almost disrespectful for her to say she's an independent, because I think Kelly Armstrong is right. Who are you going to caucus with and who are you going to vote for speaker? So this sort of la-di-da of I'm independent, I speak for myself, is fine and dandy. But on this issue of abortion, she's obviously far left. And I'd be curious to know where she stands on the Hyde Amendment and other things. But, you know, I think, you know, going back to whether it's federally or here in our state, I think voters need to really look at what are the values of the candidates that they're voting for and what do they stand for. And I think life is... it's the number one issue, Scott. We've talked about that before. So I think she would, if she won, and I don't think she will even close, but she would go to Washington, D.C. and have no influence and no effect for North Dakota, and her stand on abortion is disastrous for women and children. So I think she needs to step up and be honest and say what she stands for and what party she would caucus with. And on the other hand, as a woman, honestly, Scott, she keeps bragging about she's the first woman. Well, there's a lot of us women out there serving in public offices and elected offices that have been around forever, including like my mother-in-law, right, way back when. So don't play. It's just offensive to me anytime people play that women card when they run for office. Run because of your abilities, not because of whether you're a man or a woman. So that's just me personally.
You mentioned the Hyde Amendment. Explain that.
Well, it basically comes down to, you know, they've been going off and on, off and on. It's basically if we, as taxpayers, pay for abortions or not, right? So the Hyde Amendment basically should be in law all the time, and it keeps every time we have a different majority or a different president, we kick it in and out, kick it in and out. But I think it's very clear that Americans, I don't want to pay for an abortion in New Orleans today, neither does any of your listeners, I think, or pay for abortions overseas. And so it's a fundamental right for all of us not to participate in something that our conscience or our faith says we shouldn't participate in. And so it's a big deal. And the Democrats and the far left have been trying to get rid of the Hyde Amendment forever. And I encourage Kelly Armstrong, who's supported, to question Karamund on that, or your listeners to do it. It's a very important federal legislation. So and the other thing is, you know, going back to our case here, Scott, in North Dakota, let's say it will go to the state Supreme Court after Monday, I assume, this trigger bill that we have. And we're pretty confident that they'll find no right to abortion in the state's constitution. It just doesn't exist. And but reasonable regulations on abortion, like parental rights even or taxpayer funding for abortion, nobody's talking about that. And the left is wild to take away parental rights to include taxpayers. I mean, we're talking, it isn't just the pro-life and pro-choice anymore. It's pro-abortion through the ninth month and even after and fully paid for with no parental rights versus the reasonable pro-life stand, right? So I think we need to really expose lawmakers federally and in the state who are on that platform of liberal thought on abortion. It isn't what it used to be. It isn't, you know, rare and safe, legal and safe anymore. It's the opposite of that. So we need to start exposing that.
Well, her opinion on that would probably be pretty well in line with what she said so far that I've heard, is that, you know, it's almost the issue for her, the pro-choice platform, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think she announced after the Roe thing. I think she saw her opportunity there. I think leadership in the background in the Democratic Party saw that opportunity and is fully behind her. I think she is running as a Democrat, even though she calls herself independent. They kicked out, you know, Haugen, who is pro-life. That is the live-or-die issue for the Democratic Party in North Dakota, is abortion. And it's quite obvious that she stepped forward. And, of course, she's young and attractive and a woman, so they thought they had their sort of star candidate there, but I don't think she's going to prevail, not even close.
Texter says, the judge is in the wrong. Uphold North Dakota law.
Exactly. I mean, if judges... That's why I think we've given a judiciary, we let it slide and given them literally lawmaking powers almost, right? Whether it's here in North Dakota or not. I mean, if that's what they want to do, then resign as a judge and run to be a lawmaker. Our system is, and I don't want to, because I happen to serve, is not the reason, but the system in America is we elect our lawmakers. The legislative body holds the purse strings for a state and they write the law, period. There's no other entity that write laws in our constitutional system. So this nonsense of a judge not even fully considering the lawful conditions of an injunction set before him and the substantial probability of succeeding on the merits of the complainant is ludicrous here. And it's been very frustrating few months to see this going on. And I'm grateful for our Supreme Court that they stay the course legally, stay the course and said, no, we got to do it by the book here and do it right. So grateful for them.
Do you anticipate any other legal battles on the abortion front in North Dakota?
Well, I certainly hope not. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's obvious what's in law in North Dakota. But again, like I said, the abortion industry are in panic mode all across the United States. They're seeing the tide turn. They're seeing the truth out there. And honestly, now with 4D, 3D, 4D ultrasounds, it's not a matter of a discussion. Like when you and I were younger, Scott, it's life or not. We know it is. So, yeah, they're not going to give up. And they're going to go after candidates and after lawmakers in North Dakota, I'm sure, again, that are pro-life and pro-life out there because they're in a desperate mode. They're falling off the cliff financially. And the bottom line for them is key. I don't know if you saw on YouTube, Planned Parenthood now has switched over to a billion-dollar industry of transgender castration, chemical castration issues, and are offering those. So, yeah, we're going to continue to see ugliness, I'm sure. But I'm thrilled with the Supreme Court's decision on Roe. Just want to challenge all you listeners. We all need to get involved now. We need to be there for those women that are find themselves in this crisis. We can solve that. We can walk with them. We can have the life alternatives that are available all across our state.
Great conversation as always. Thank you, Yana.
Thank you, Scott. Be blessed.
Yana Murdahl on the news that a judge has been ordered to rethink a ruling that bars North Dakota's abortion ban from taking effect. A law is a law is a law. And the North Dakota Supreme Court weighing in on that. Rick Becker, when we come back, don't go away for it, folks.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota. 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota. 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge. 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County. Hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean Counties. And farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brand new consumer price index data released Thursday morning showed that the consumer prices climbed more quickly than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve as it tries to gain control with higher interest rates. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in year-to-year through September. The Chatham County Police Department and the FBI have confirmed they believe 20-month-old Quentin Simon is no longer alive. Police in the Georgia Coast community have named his mother, Leilani Simon, as the prime suspect in his disappearance and death. No arrests have been made at this time. A Freedom of Information Act report has exposed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for lying to the American people. Mayorkas was told that the 2021 clash between Border Patrol agents and Haitian migrants was being misconstrued and that no beatings ever took place hours before he claimed the opposite to the American people. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have the best deals. Everything from bed sheets to towels to pillows, you name it. An offer for you just waiting right now at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. That's the number to call. You ready? Write this down. Special number. Special discounts with our promo code. Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Our next guest is a candidate for United States Senate. He is an independent candidate running against Republican John Hoeven and Democratic challenger Katrina Christensen, Dr. Rick Becker. Dr. Becker, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. So give us an update. How are things going on the trail?
Well, they're going good. A lot of positive feedback. The biggest challenge really is just on a very limited budget getting out and reaching the voters and trying to reach those that might kind of just be in the habit of voting for a name they recognize or voting for a letter behind the name, but to actually do my best to make sure they're aware of the differences between the candidates.
And when you talk about limited budget, what does it take to run for Senate?
Well, depends, what kind of race and so forth. But typically, you know, you'd expect to spend a couple million. That's gone up. I think John Hoeven's going to spend several million. But this whole campaign is based on grassroots involvement. And the reason I got into the race is because I just keep hearing from the grassroots this movement of how we need to change the course of America. And so I'm relying on that sentiment and people talking to their neighbors and coworkers, and spreading the word. And the grassroots, that kind of natural organic momentum is what politicians typically spend millions on. So, you know, for my campaign, instead of the millions that Hoeven has, we have the, we're talking hundreds of thousands as opposed to millions.
And so, obviously, you don't have the dollars. What makes the campaign different without the millions?
I'm not sure what you mean. What makes it different?
So what do you have to do less of? What how does that confine you?
Yes. Right. So, I mean, what we have to do is be just really smart with our money, which is, you know, kind of ironic because that's one of the biggest issues that, I have in this campaign is spending more wisely and spending less. And that's one of the biggest differences between me and John Hovind. He's a huge, big spending, big government Republican out there. What we need to do is, you know, we're doing a lot less as far as like mailers. That's a very expensive thing. So we don't bombard people with mailers to their house, the big cards. TV is also very expensive. So, yeah, it's just smart spending. That's really all it comes down to.
And how about just contrasting yourself with the opponents in the race against the Democrat and against the Republican incumbent? What ways can you say, hey, here's what you're going to get with me versus what you get there?
Yes. Well, the Democrat, we know what we're getting, right? We've got 2 years left of Biden, and we can't send someone there who's going to help further Biden's leftist woke agenda. So that's that. And then you've got John Hovind and myself, and we are completely different ends of the spectrum for Republican. And he's more of a big government, big spending Republican. He very much believes that government is the solution to most of our problems, is very big into corporate welfare subsidies and all of that. I'm on the entirely the other end of the spectrum, and I think government causes most of our problems. I think what we need to do is spend a lot less, tax a lot less, and keep government out of our lives as much as possible. And that translates to so many things. What's nice for the voters is if they're able to. If they have the gumption, they can look into our records. John's been a U.S. senator for 12 years. I've been a state representative for 10 years. We have an extensive voting record. And we don't, although it happens, we don't need to put spin on the record. It's right there. And it's a huge difference. I'm concerned that what we need in Washington, D.C. is a fighter, someone who will stand up to Biden, someone who will be out in front fighting for North Dakotans when it comes to all this crazy woke agenda stuff. But John is kind of a more play it safe, fly under the radar, quiet, go along, get along kind of guy. And there may have been a time for that. And he served us for 12 years. But what I'm hearing is it's time for change. And that's why I'm in the race.
Dr. Rick Becker, our guest today on the program, a candidate for a Republican United States Senate seat. You're running as an independent against a Republican and a Democrat, John Hovind, and Democratic challenger Katrina Christensen on the ballot. As you look at your time in the legislature, and by the way, if you have questions or comments for Rick, they're welcome. 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. What do you point to in the time in the legislature as your top accomplishment?
Oh, well, I mean, the easiest one to grab onto would be Second Amendment. I had constitutional carry passed in 2017 and the Second Amendment sanctuary state law put in place in 2021. Those are big, easy ones. But, I mean, I've been out fighting on every front, civil asset forfeiture reform and confidential informant reform. You know, what I've been doing, if you look at my time in the state legislature, I have taken on big issues, difficult issues, things that require a lot of effort and have aren't ensured success. And sometimes they really put me at odds with my own leadership. You know, I am a Republican in the state house. And so I'm going to be on the ballot for Senate as an independent, but I really am an independent Republican. That's why sometimes you find that I'm not getting along with leadership in my party, because I put principle above party. And that's what people are looking for. Someone who's principled, someone who's authentic, someone who's not going to play country club politics and is thinking of nothing more than sticking to the principles they said they believed in and doing it day in, day out. That's what I represent.
Again, if you have a question or comment for Rick Becker, they're welcome today on the program. 271-1100, Kate and Kenmare has a question. Go ahead, Kate.
Hello, Dr. Becker, and thank you for being on the radio and accepting our questions today.
You bet.
I have a quick question for you. This week we learned that Senator Hoeven accepted a $5,000 campaign contribution from Bill Gates. I am just wondering if you have accepted any contributions from Bill Gates.
No, I don't think Bill Gates would be interested in donating to my campaign. There's one thing, you know, we talk about Republicans versus Democrats, but there's actually another component. There's globalists, elitists versus America firsters. And Bill Gates is in that globalist cabal in my mind. And I am very much America first. And so he hasn't donated to my campaign. That would be, I'd be quite interested in his reaction to that, though.
Yes, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And after learning that Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kelly Armstrong accepted campaign donations from Bill Gates, I am now a firm Becker backer, and I'm spreading the word to everyone I know.
Well, thank you. You know, and that's the key, is I cannot reach everyone. Scott and I just talked about budget. I need people who are looking for a change in Washington, D.C., who are looking for a fighter that will represent them. I need them to go talk to 10 neighbors, 10 coworkers, 10 family members. And by doing that, we can reach the voters that might otherwise not be informed. And that's critical. So I appreciate your comments.
Thanks for the call, Kate. Others welcome. 271-1100. Texters, 237-1590, 237-1590. Texter says, is Rick a Trump kind of guy? I hope he is, because I'll vote for him if that's the case. No more rhinos.
Yeah, I'm a Trump kind of guy in a lot of ways. Now, I've disagreed with some of the stuff that Trump did. I think he was fantastic as president. But am I a Trump guy? I think so. There's so much about Trump that we could say, well, what exactly does that mean? But here's I'll say how I think I would take it. I'm a Trump kind of guy in that he took no guff, and he was not afraid to take on the leftists. He didn't back down, and I think that's what we need. I'm probably not going to be quite as fast and furious on Twitter, but otherwise, yes, I think what Trump represented best is someone who was not status quo, career politician, wasn't afraid to fight for what he believed in. And in that respect, I'm very much like him.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Mike. Mike, your question or comment for our guest, Rick Becker. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Mike. I'd like to make a couple comments. First of all, you told everybody at the Republican convention that you would not run unless you were endorsed. Now you're running. So were you lying to us then, or do you have any integrity that we need to question when you say one thing and then you do another? And also, I'm very concerned about your record in the legislature and voting on certain issues like budgets. I know you voted against the National Guard budget, and I like everything you say. The problem is you're not going to be able to do anything that you say. You're an independent. You're going in there. You will be on no committees of any importance. You will have no seniority. John Hoeven has been there long enough, so we're finally getting some clout back in our Senate. And so, Doctor, I like what you say. However, I can't see you doing anything for North Dakota.
All right. We have another text that piggybacks on that question from Mike. Can an independent person in Congress be effective without the backing of the Republican Party? Give a chance to answer those when we come back. More with Rick Becker after this. And what's on your mind?
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For lunch today, PetroServe USA, chicken parmesan in Harwood. Good. Salisbury Steak or pulled pork. Mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury Steak and MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, location of PetroServe USA. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience in Glendon at PetroServe USA. Tater Tot Hot Dish. Mac and cheese hot dish in Euland. And meatloaf on 45th. PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. All right. We'll go ahead and answer the question from before the break, Rick.
Great question. So, number one, part of the question was the promise I made to honor the convention. And this one is unfortunate that people think I'm breaking my word. I always keep my word. And it, at least in politics, we understand when you go to a convention in North Dakota, you either honor it, meaning that you are not going to try and get the Republican nomination in the primary, or you aren't going to honor it. Like, for instance, when Doug Burgum went on to the primary after losing the convention and then got the Republican nomination. So what you're talking is about, what you're talking about is working within the party framework. So I honored that promise. I didn't go in the primary. That was John. He has the R behind his name, which is a huge, huge advantage. But this is a separate thing. I always keep my word. The second is the a concern for voting no on certain budgets. And here's the thing. People in North Dakota are looking for a restraint on spending, and I vote no on a lot of budgets. But that doesn't mean I am against the agency or anything like that. What it means is that the increase in the budget that they want is too much. And there's been, I've voted just about against every agency's budget at some time or another during my 10 years. If you vote no, it doesn't mean they don't get money. If the bill didn't pass, it would go back and get reworked. They would take out some of the pork. They'd bring it back for a revote. That's what we want our elected officials to do. So I stand by that. And then the last one is the being an independent, not having power in D.C. First off, I will tell you it's much more important to vote properly and vote according to principle than it is to have, quote, power. However, being an independent doesn't take away the opportunity to be a player in that game. Take a look at Bernie Sanders, huge player for the leftists out there, for the Democrats, and he's an independent. When I go to Washington, D.C., I will be caucusing with the Republicans, just like Bernie Sanders caucuses with the Democrats. And I'll be working with Rand Paul to bring Fauci to accountability. I'll be working with Mike Lee to getting a balanced budget. So the independent thing is of no concern whatsoever in my mind.
All right, let's take some calls here. And Steve in Fargo. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Rick. I would somewhat agree with the person that called it. I like a whole bunch about what you say. Obviously, a very intelligent person. That gal that called in and is trying to pretend John Hoeven is a globalist because Bill Gates sent $5,000 to him. $5,000 from Bill Gates is like me giving you a quarter. I mean, it's a non-factor. But that aside, so what are you trying to accomplish? What my concern is, you're going to do really well in the election and, say, get 32% of the vote. John Hoeven's going to get 32% of the vote, and this person that's bloviating about redistributing wealth and whatever, you know, liberal talking point that she's got on the agenda on the day is going to end up with a Senate seat. That would be an absolute disaster. And I think that's a higher probability than you getting 40% and winning the seat. Am I wrong?
Well, your concern is valid, but I don't think it applies here. I will tell you this. If Heidi Heitkamp was the Democrat, we would have a real concern. But I said on the record and to other people in the Democrat Party, if she gets in, I'm going to get out. It's too important. We can't have a Democrat get in. But Katrina Christensen is new on the scene. Here's what's going to happen. She'll get 25% or less of the vote. She won't get in with those numbers. If you look at things historically, and I've done a very careful analysis of this because I do not want the scenario you've just laid out. And the numbers just aren't there. It's not going to play out that way. Either John or I will be the next U.S. Senator.
I hope you're right, but it scares me. And I'm surprised that Democrats aren't giving you money, to be honest with you, because, you know, that's the only hope that she has is that you do really well, but not quite well enough. So I don't want to roll. So I mean, I kind of get it, but I'm nervous, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, I understand. And but the numbers aren't there. Think about the Democrats. Why aren't they putting millions of dollars into Katrina's campaign? That is such a cheap, cheap race on a national scale. If they thought she had a chance of breaking through and becoming the next U.S. senator, they'd be dumping money into her campaign like crazy. They understand the numbers as well. I understand the fear. It's just not warranted in this race with these three candidates. It's just not there. You have a unique opportunity to vote according to what you really, really want and not hold your nose, if, in fact, that's how you feel. So for people that identify that they think I would be a good person to send to D.C. and fight for them, I really would hate for them to not vote according to what they believe is best. This is a rare opportunity to do that. There is no other state where you could vote for a third-party candidate and not worry about letting the person that you least want in to get in. That's not going to happen here.
We'll have to leave it there. Our guest, Rick Becker, independent candidate for the U.S. Senate against Republican incumbent John Homan and Democratic challenger Katrina Christensen. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Five before the hour. That is it. And a wrap for today's What's on Your Mind. We're back at for an Open Phone Friday edition tomorrow right here.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.